Your kid comes home, gets a bad grade. How do you react? Because as a parent, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Yell, scream, be disappointed, just encourage them to try again harder next time. Joining us, it's Dr. Joshua Eiler. He's the Senior Director of the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at the University of Mississippi and author of the book, Failing Our Future, How Grades Harm Students and What We Can Do About It. Josh, I don't know how to handle this because I come from... How do I say this nicely? How do I say this?
You've got to be an overachiever. I mean, that's the way we were in our generation, is you were taught that you must be measured against others and you must be the best. No mercy, Joshua. Sweep the leg. Do you understand, Mr. Lawrence? Sweep the leg, Anna.
That's kind of exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. So is that not right?
Sorry, I've gone to a lot of therapy. I should be more calm about it, but yeah, she just tapped into something.
Well, first, thanks for having me on. It's important to acknowledge that parents are in a huge bind here. You know, we understand that grades are necessary to get into college and for kids to pursue their goals. At the same time, grades have really negative effects on kids. The most important thing, stop talking about the grades so much. We can talk about literally anything else about school with them. It helps kids to think of school as a place where learning happens, not just where they're trying to get A's. A lot of schools have this kind of online grading portal where anyone can see a kid's grades at any time. Stop looking at that.
Oh.
And to
I mean, you were definitely looking at the neighbor's kid's grades and being like, oh, I knew that kid was dumb.
No.
And that's not fair.
You don't look at the neighbor's kids. You look at your kids. I check Power School like every other day, even though I ask her,
every other day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are you going to know?
I mean, that is, wow. Living with you. Oh my gosh. It's like working with you. It's the same.
Great. Good.
So starting to cultivate a kind of relationship with children where we trust them to tell us that there's a problem is going to decrease the pressure on them. Kind of teaches them that what we are valuing is the grade and not their learning along the way.
No, so of course, Dr. Eiler, you want all those things for your kids, but how do you convey, I want you to learn, I want you to do the best you can, but this is important. Your grades are important because they're going to set the tone for your future.
We do that by being realistic about the situation, talking to them about what their goals are, what kinds of futures are available to them, and what kinds of colleges are out there, rewarding the fact that they worked really hard on a project for a long time, or that they're excited about a particular thing that they're working on, or your third grader does a diorama of farm life in Missouri, and they're really excited about it. And those are the kinds of things to focus our efforts on rewarding and encouraging.
Professor, Anna and I have a lot of work to do on ourselves.
Well, me too. I'm
I'd
not
be like,
you.
Is this diorama going to pay the mortgage?
Right.
Huh? Suck it up, little Jimmy. We got work to do.
In 87? In 87. You think that's okay?
Right.
I hear you.
Listen, not everybody's meant to be president. I'm sorry, Hayden. That's what you tell your daughter? That's not the nice thing. Of course, you tell her that she can do it.
Yeah.
It's finding that balance, you know, obviously.
I completely agree. It's the balance. And again, the goal is not just to get into college. The goal is to thrive once you're there.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, getting in there, that's where you go make your mistakes, right? That's how you figure it out.
I loved college because so much pressure came off my shoulders at that point. It was studying things that you loved.
Your mom couldn't see you every day.
She couldn't monitor me.
She couldn't look up your grades.
Yeah.
He's right. See, look at that.
All right, I won't check her grades today. Okay.
You bought her 48 hours. Thanks, man.
Dr. Joshua Eiler is the author of Failing Our Future, How Grades Harm Students and What We Can Do About It. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks very much.